Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Sexy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Sexy.
Welcome. If you haven't guessed already, it's somebody's birthday around here. And so my name is Chip Davis. I'm going to kind of lead you through a little something here. What we're about to do is to have a surprise birthday party for Clint Locklear. Clint's 50th birthday is today, as this is released Friday. 50 years old. Happy birthday, Clint. Back earlier in the week, I conversed with Cindy. She actually texted me and let me know that. And so we just felt like we wanted to do something a little bit special, and we wanted to throw a surprise birthday for Clint. So we're going to have a surprise birthday party without the party. So Cindy and I have been going back and forth, and we've talked to lots of different people. We tried to get in touch with other people that we couldn't get in touch with, and there's so many folks that I know would have loved to participate in this, and our time just absolutely ran out on us. There was no way we could get to everybody that we wanted to, and so without much further ado, we'll get straight into our little program here. Clint, I remember back in 2011, I believe, I got sick with the flu one day, and it's probably the last time I've really been that sick in it's been a long time, and I couldn't do a whole lot besides just lay in bed and suffer through that junk. And I found your podcast, Trapping Radio, during that time. And as a result of that, later on, we made contact and we met each other, and we've grown as friends. And I absolutely treasure our friendship, all the stuff that we contemplate on and come up with and design and build and all kind of crazy ideas and different things. I love you like a brother, man. And we just we're just going to hang out. And several of us here want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. And I am honored to be able to lead this program here, and have talked to so many people that think so highly of you, Clint, and we certainly honor you. And what better time to do this than at your 50th birthday? That is awesome. You still got me by a year or two there, but I'm quickly catching up to you. So we're going to get straight on into the program. And what basically we have, guys that are tuning in and listening, please join us for the surprise party. We have, you know, I know that song said that Clint was Mr. Sexy. I'm not real sure that I'm qualified to judge that. Maybe he is or maybe he's not, but I'm just kind of not quite qualified to make that judgment. But the song said so we'll go with that. Happy birthday, Clint. We hope you have a wonderful day. And we have quite a few other people here that would like to wish you a happy birthday as well. Okay, guys, next up, we have a really, really close friend of Clint's, and this guy is also a sponsor of Trapping Radio, so Jeff Dunlap. I've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, introduce yourself and tell us a few things about Clint.
Well, good to talk to you, Chip. Anyways, I'm up here in Alaska thinking about my buddy Clint, going to be 50 years old, and I just want to wish him a happy birthday. Hopefully, Clint, next year, on your 51st birthday, you'll be up here to Alaska trapping with me, and we can be doing this together, because it's pretty awesome up here. I know you love it up here, too. One thing I say about Clint, he's always been a really good friend to me. Even when others haven't, he's always been a good friend. And he doesn't have a lot of people as in his circle. But once you're in that circle, you can't ask for a tighter, better friend than Clint Locklear. And I've always appreciated his friendship. And he even cares about me so much that we were out to dinner, out to New York Convention one time. And not really cultured. And ordered these steaks, and this real fancy steak dinner. And they come out, and I ask, can I get some ketchup? And I mean, this lady's face just looked like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's asking. They called the cook out there, and I guess it's an insult to a cook, according to Clint, if you put ketchup on a steak. So Clint had to explain to me exactly why this was bad. So, it was pretty funny. I mean, this guy, somebody squirting ketchup on a good ribeye steak, but it does bring out the flavor with the vinegar, So Clint even cultured me through the years. I just want to wish you a really happy birthday, Clint, and thanks for being such a good friend for a long time. And I'm sure you'll be doing something fun.
All right, guys. Next up, we have yet another one of Clint's great friends that has a lot of history from a long years back. I believe on the line right now we have from Ohio, Mr. Scott Adams. Scott, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How y'all doing today?
Great, great.
Clint's a great guy. I spent many a birthday with him out of state trapping. Texas, many days we shared some frosted wheat cereal and chewed a lot of dust. And I remember one time we trapped a ranch, I'll leave the name out, and we checked probably 300 and some traps empty. And I believe it might have been his birthday. And the last trap held one of the biggest bobcats that we ever seen. That picture, I believe, is in his eastern woofer. I'm carrying a bobcat over my shoulder. I bet Clint's shaking his head. But the big thing is, I hope Clint Locklear, my friend, you're having a wonderful, happy birthday today. And wish I was with you trapping. I'm sure we'll have another one soon. And have a great day.
All right, guys. Up next, we have a very special guest, a guy that has gone way back with Clint for a long time, and it's real unique because he has come into us live from a Louisiana trap line. I think on the line we have Mr. Randy Smith, Pennsylvania. Randy, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Great, great.
Good, good. Well, I hear it's Clint's turning another year old.
That's correct. I believe this is big 5-0.
Oh, wow. Yeah, things start to sag from here on in. I just wanted to say happy birthday to my good buddy. He's been, Clint, you've been such a good friend to me all these years. I mean, we met years ago doing traffic quotes and filming and everything. And I always appreciated you being such a good friend to me. And being a man's man in every situation, whether it was a handshake deal or over the telephone, it was always the same result. You know, we never had a crossword. Things have always been really good between us. And I just wanted to let you know how much I love and appreciate you and wish you a happy birthday. I had a little bit of a funny story when we were doing one of his vision videos. He met up with me in Maryland, and I decided one morning while he was finishing getting ready to go out that I would clean the trucks out. So I brought a garbage can over, and you know how the stuff collects in the trucks, through the day there. He had parked his from his way from Tennessee there to my buddy's place in Maryland. And after I got done cleaning my truck out that we were trapping out of, I thought, oh, I'll just clean his out while we're at it. We had this big old diesel that was painted in rhino coating. I looked inside of it, and I thought, well, I better go get a shovel. So I started cleaning the truck out. When I got down to where I could see floorboards on both sides, I seen in the center console there where the cup holder was, there was one of those big felt cups there. And I thought, well, I'll just throw that away, too. It's been sitting in there several days, whatever, then it's got to go. So I grabbed the hold up, and when I did, it pinched the side, and that thing burped out tobacco pus all down over everything in that truck, and added to the cleanup duties that I had was almost some of my vomit mixed in. Share that with a little funny story there. I'm not going to come back to use it, so I wasn't thinking of that being a spin too.
Next up, we have another birthday wish for Clint. This time is actually my son that travels to the shows with us, John Hiram Davis. John Hiram, you got something you want to tell Mr. Clint?
Yes, sir. I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And I remember the first time I met him at our old house. We came down hunting with Miss Cindy one day, and I always remembered it from then. And I always have enjoyed hanging out at shows with him and learning a lot of life lessons through that. And with listening to the radio, it's just heightened my skills, or I guess you'd call it skills at trapping. I'm still learning every day. I guess I'd just like to wish you a happy birthday, Mr. Clint.
Okay, guys, next up we have yet another good friend of Clint's with some birthday wishes. I think that we have Alan Sayre from Funky Trap Tags and Supplies on the line. Alan, are you with us?
I'm here.
All righty. I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you and let you tell Clint what's on your mind.
All right. First off, I want to say thanks. Hey, Clint, it's Alan. I was thrilled when Chip reached out to us with this podcast idea for your 50th birthday. After all, you're the one that introduced me and got me hooked on these podcasts and even had me do my first one up the FTA Nationals. And no one knows better than you probably how nervous these things make me, so I'm going to make it kind of short and sweet. Even though we've only known each other for 4 or 5 years, I feel like I've known you for many more years than that. You're just one of those guys that, I don't know, I guess I've kind of clicked with and have become a true friend. One of the things I like most about our friendship is that you're always there with a listening ear and great advice. I haven't been in the trapping business nearly as long as you. However, I feel like my knowledge of the business has grown so much in the time since I've met you, and you're always so willing to share your knowledge and advice. You never know what crazy or great ideas I may come up with on many of our phone calls that we have, but I look forward to whatever it is and whatever it ends up to be. We've made many new friends throughout this adventure. Jody and I both so enjoy spending time with you and Cindy. You guys are the best. We really enjoy the conventions and spending time with everybody, Chip and Jeff and everybody around the fires, and just enjoying all of the friendship and the times we have. In the years to come, I'm sure we'll learn many more things about you and that'll amaze us, kind of like your paintings, which we're proud to say we own two of those paintings. Your love of plants, your traveling adventures, and who knows what else we might end up doing. We really enjoy your podcasts and videos, watching you and Travis interact, and your wonderful relationship you two have. Jody was very relieved the other day when I actually told her that wasn't urine in his wine glasses. She wasn't really sure, and just never know what you're going to do next. So there's a few things I'd like to share with you as you turn 50 from somebody that's slightly older than that. You have a greater appreciation for life. You have a lifetime of wisdom to help you make great decisions. You have a good reason for getting things, losing things, telling the same story over and over again. You can wear those Hawaiian shirts and those funny sweaters in public with pride. And retirement's just around the corner. And always remember, Clint, AARP can be used almost everywhere you go. I'll end by saying happy 50th birthday, Clint, to an awesome guy and an awesome friend. Happy birthday.
Okay, guys and girls, we have yet another of Clint's close friends that we hang out with at shows all the time. On the line, I have Mark Zager from New York. Mark is the guy that does the Coyote U you see advertised all over. Mark, are you with us? You have some words for Clint.
I am, and I'm happy to type in. I usually don't take this much time to talk about anybody or to anybody because I'm a very busy, high-paid guy, but for Clint, I'll do it. Funniest story I have about Clint, and so I can't believe he's 50 years old. He interviewed me for his trapping radio a few years ago, and after that, I think we were always very cordial and nice with one another. And one day, I actually walked up to Chip's booth at the National in Illinois, And it was at the end of the show, and everybody was closing up, and I was 8 feet away from Clint. He looked me in the eye with that mean look, like he's been at the show for 7 days too long, and he didn't smile. He didn't wave me over. I'm like, well, shoot, what the heck did I do to him? So then at the next show in New York, I walk by his booth, and I look him square in the eye just to see if I get a reaction from him, and he's still got that angry look on his face, and he doesn't smile, and he doesn't say, hey, Zagger, come on over. So I go, what is going on here? And I started thinking of all these different things of why he could be mad at me. I didn't know what it was. And so I talked to Jeff Dunlap, and Jeff's like, no, man, he ain't mad at you at all. Go talk to him. So later on that day, this was this past year at the NTA, I believe, and or SDA, and I walked up to Clint again and looked him square in the eye, and he didn't smile or wave me over. And I'm like, well, that's it. He's definitely, there's something wrong. Dunlap doesn't know. I don't know. And I'm totally spinning, you know, just trying to figure out what the heck is going on here, man. So I finally walked right up to him. He's like, Zagger. And I had to get 3 feet away from him for him to recognize me. So that's when he spilled his guts to me that he can't see that well. So that's why I'm surprised he's 50 years old, because it sounds like he's got 75-year-old eyes on that head. I thought it was great. It was just all the rumor mills were going around in my head of all the different things of why the heck he could be mad at me. And it turns out it was nothing. He just couldn't see me. So we did another interview for Trapping Radio after that. It's old home day. But I know that when I walk up to him, I got to get 3 feet away from him and smack him upside the head so he can see me. So happy birthday, and glad to hear you're hitting 50, hopefully 50 more, and welcome to the 50 and over club. I'm 54, and it's all downhill from here, man.
Okay, guys, those are some great comments that we just heard. On the line, I believe, we have another of Clint's really good friends. Tim Roper, are you on the line with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to take this opportunity to not only wish Clint a happy birthday, but honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you, Clint. You and I have been friends for a long time, and I believe I first sort of met you back on the forum at Wolfer Nation, and you were instrumental in helping me get started the right way in beaver trapping. You have saved me so much in the way of time, effort, and trouble. And then when I took your business course, that's when I really began to change my life in many ways to become more of an entrepreneur, and your guidance and your advice was absolutely phenomenal as far as helping me, and really my association with you, Clint, has made me a better person, and has made me a better man, and it has really changed my life, and for that I owe you a debt of gratitude. And for all of those listening, just remember that you can meet people and you can come in contact with people that will have a tremendously positive impact on your life. And you have to seek these people out, because, you know, you need to pick and choose who you hang around with and who you associate with, because who you associate with is going to have an impact on you. And you know, now I've gone from those early days to having my own website, meattrapper.com, marketing my own line of custom-made skinning knives, doing my own podcast, Meat Trapper Radio, having my site on Patreon and all of that. And it really has just grown and grown. And now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to touch other people in the way that Clint touched me. And so I know that's probably not a very long commentary, but it is it's heartfelt, and it's the truth. So, Clint, thank you, brother. I'm here for you anytime you need me. And happy birthday, old man.
Okay, folks, next on the list, we have Mr. Jeff Haggerty of Hag's Trap Products. Jeff, I think we got you on the line. You there?
Yes, sir, Chip. You definitely got me on the line, buddy.
All right, good deal. We always like to hang out with Jeff at the shows. I think Jeff may have a few words for Clint here.
Yes, sir. I most definitely do, Chip. Clint, I wanted to bring to your attention a little come back and be like you do during these shows. And you got wind of it, and you wanted to play along. And, you know, I don't think I ever told you, you know, exactly how this thing went down. So when you had come up to me and you asked me, hey, Jeff, why don't you come with me? And I'm thinking, what's he need me to come with him for? And I says, Clint, what do you need? And he says, I just need to borrow you for a minute, right? I want you to remember that. And so we go walking across this parking lot because I'm obliging Mr. Clint Locklear, yourself, to go across this parking lot and do whatever it is that you need me to do. And we're walking and walking and walking. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? And the whole time you're trying to sweet talk me and whisper all these nothings in my ear. And I'm just thinking, man, where are we going? And you lead me up to this trailer. And you bring me up this trailer. He goes, I just want to get you in this trailer and talk to you for a little bit. And I'm thinking, what in the world? You're a big boy, you know, and I was getting a little bit nervous that, you know, you're trying to take advantage of me and insult you, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, you get us in there and sit me down at a table, and you immediately hit me with, what are we doing here? You threw a recorder out on the table, and you start asking me questions. Man, you caught me so off guard that it wasn't cool, buddy. It wasn't cool. But I definitely appreciate it. So anyways, I just want to reach out and say happy birthday to you. I hope you have a great birthday and a great year and continued success.
Okay, folks, next up to wish Clint a happy birthday, we have NTA, National Trappers Association Vice President and presidential candidate for the upcoming NTA elections, Mr. John Daniel. John, do we have you on the line with us?
Hey, Chip, how you doing today?
Great, great.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in my truck watching it rain and just kind of thinking back about when I first met Clint. Clint used to only live about 7 miles from me up here in Birchwood, and I would see him at Collins's Market. We would both stop in there in the morning. There'd be a guy in there having a couple of beavers on the bed of a trailer. He would pull around behind him, and I'd ask him about him. The old guy was kind of secretive about it. Wouldn't tell me much about it. And then I ran into him at a flea market one time. And, first time I ever went to an association event at Fall Creek Falls, Clint was there giving a demo, and I'd seen a couple of the demos prior to Clint's, and I remember how impressed I was with what a clear picture that Clint painted, that he had a gift for giving demos and teaching, and how impressed I was with that. He was on a piece of bare piece of grass, and he was talking about the creek bank and the culvert, and he did such a good job articulating that. I could see that creek, and I could see that culvert, and if I'd never seen a set of trap in my life, I could have understood what he was talking about there. He was just getting started out in his business then, but he's come a long way since then, and I've really enjoyed watching the progress over the year. I want to wish you a happy birthday and many more.
All right, folks, so those have all been just some super, super awesome comments about Clint. We got another guy on the line right here that needs no introduction. He is a regular contributor to Trapping Radio. A lot of you know him. We have on the line Mr. Travis Johnson of Predator Control Group. He's the guy that bottles a lot of your lure. He'll put it in the bottles, and has been working for Clint for some time. Travis, are you with us on the line here?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, you got a few words that you want to tell Clint?
Yeah. First off, happy birthday. I made 50. I would bake you a cake and put you some candles on there, but for one, I can't really bake a cake too well, and if we put all them candles on there, you know, 50 of them, it's going to be a fire hazard, so I'm not sure we can do that. But I met Clint probably when I was 14. We was mowing, and we started mowing his yard there. And I got about 16, and Clint asked me if I wanted to work for him, and I said, "Well, heck yeah!" And so I was old enough to drive, and you know, since then I've been seeing him about probably 360 days out of 365. So And it didn't take me long, probably 6 months into working for him. He let me come out there and trap with him sometimes, and it's crazy. I mean, the dude's wrote like 3 or 4 books, you know, about trapping. I mean, you can obviously tell he knows a lot about it. I'm still learning a bunch from him, so, but I really like what I do, and I really like working for Clint, so.
All right, guys, here is a big birthday wish to Clint from a really close friend of his, Carl. Carl is, and Clint and Tim and I converse daily, and so, Carl, Clint will be listening to you.
All right, here we go. Clint, brother, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I know you turned in the big 50. I've seen that one a few years ago. And just wanted to tell you how much we appreciate all you do for the trapping world out there. I mean, my goodness, man, all the free information, the free videos, and your friendship along the last few years here really meant the world to a bunch of us. Excuse me. We appreciate that greatly. Quick little old funny. A lot of guys might have heard a little bit on one of the trapping radio shows we did here. Clinton, Cindy actually came down to the house here. We're going to do some deer hunting, a couple things, and I've been planning. We always kind of trying to play practical jokes on each other. I keep some live snakes here at my house, so I was going to get Clint. And, boy, I had this all set up. I mean, the room I put it in had the live snakes in there, so when him and Cindy got here and I hit him up with one of the snakes that got out and was loose in the room, we couldn't find it. Clint simply looks over at me, pulls his pistol out. He said, "I got it. There ain't no problem." So we died laughing. Of course, Cindy's eyes were about to bug out. You know, here she was. I was fixing to put her up in a bedroom there with a live snake crawling around it. Anyway, just a quick little old story. And just from the bottom of my heart, man, want to say thank you for all you do for us and wish you a happy birthday, brother. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, next up on the birthday wishes along to Clint, we have a special guest here, a guy that Clint's trapped with and different things. Mr. Red, or do we have you on the line, Mr. Red O'Hearn?
Yeah, Chip, thanks for calling me and asking to do this. I met Clint shortly after he first came on the scene, and we've shared a lot of time together, and he's told me quite a few good stories. One comes to mind is he was down, I think it was one of those schools down in Texas in some deer management area, because he has worked that deer management crowd to where they actually request predator control and pay for it from us. And he was trapping down there, and the coyotes were just coarse. That's before the coyote market went good. They were just coarse little yellow coyotes. So he was cutting their tails off, you know, just kind of so he could keep a good count. And he told landowner, he said, "Yeah, we're just catching those coyotes. We're just cutting those tails off." He neglected to tell the owner that he was killing the coyotes before he cut their tail off. And the landowner goes, "You're just cutting their tails off. I'm still eating my deer." That's just one instance of how people misunderstand what us trappers do. But happy birthday, Clint. I thought you were older than being 50, but 50 is the new 30, I think they're saying, or something like that. So when you get older, a lot of the pretense and the ego can go in the back drawer because you've already accomplished a lot of things. You are doing things now for yourself, not to impress other people. You're doing it for yourself. Do things you like, and it's great. I'll talk to you sometime this summer. Happy birthday, Claire.
Okay, guys. We have one more happy birthday wish. This is coming from a really, really interesting individual all the way from Maine that I think he's coming to us today by way of Florida. But this is an individual I think maybe was even a student of Clint's one time, Mr. John Shorthill. Mr. John, do we have you on the line with us right now?
Yes, indeed.
All right. All right. You have a few words you want to say to Clint?
Certainly. You know, the Greek philosopher Plato said the most important thing in any society is who teaches and what do they teach. I don't think he had Clint in mind, but he's a good example of somebody who makes a big difference in the world that he inhabits. I know I did take some lessons from Clint down in Texas about cat trapping, and I also had him up to my farm in Maine and tried to convince him to move to Maine unsuccessfully, but a very enjoyable time. So, Clint, happy birthday. I know that you're going to have a good time. I wish you were in Maine. I'd take you down to the Rising Tide restaurant and see if we couldn't get you to sample a little more of the lobster rolls that you loved. But it's like everything else in life, Clint. It goes by quickly. Don't forget to come to Maine sometime again. You're always welcome. Thanks, Clint.
Okay, guys, next up on the happy birthday list to Clint is a dear and old friend that I believe they served in the service. This guy's been on Trapper Radio numerous times before. Good personal friend of mine. I always look forward to meeting this guy at Nationals, and we always usually share a meal together. Super, super good guy. Dennis Murphy, are you on the phone with us?
Clint, happy birthday, old man. The fact that you're turning 50 tells me I've got socks still older than you. So it was at least 27 years ago that you and I were in Alaska together in the 6th Infantry Division, jumping out of airplanes, doing Army stuff. And I'll tell you what, the fact that the Army made us strong and tough is reflected in the ability of your trapping. You've got the same mentality, the same mission accomplishment, and I'm very proud of you. I wish you the very best of birthdays. I wish you have many, many more. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, buddy, in the future. And I hope our paths cross more often. Happy birthday.
All righty. And we have, to wrap all the birthday wishes up, you've heard from a lot of Clint's really, really great friends. And we all respect and look up to Clint. But we want to close this up with a very, very special happy birthday from Clint's very, very best friend. And I think I have her on the line right now.
Hi, this is Cindy, Clint's wife. Clint and I met about 30 years ago. And my dad always had that saying, start as you mean to go on. And when we first started dating, he was in the military. And I sent him a letter over in Desert Storm. And on the address on the outside was Honey Bunny. And they had mail call in front of a big, large group of guys, kind of probably like tonight with you girls, maybe like tonight too. And they said, now I have mail here for Honey Bunny. And Clint knew that it was for me. We were dating. We weren't married yet. And he wanted that letter because he wanted to be in contact with me. But he knew he had to stand up in front of everybody and play that. And so that's kind of where I'm ending back up today, is just saying, you know, it's been a great 30 years. I look forward to going into the future with you, Clint. I love it that you'll always be there ahead of me, because you're 9 months older than me. And I love you, and happy 50th birthday, Clint.
The older I get, the more I think. You only get a minute, better live while you're in it, cause it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and stuff, makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot when the ones that you've got have always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of you, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get. I don't mind all the lines from all the times I've laughed and cried. Souvenirs and little signs of the life I've lived. The older I get, the longer I pray. I don't know why, I guess that I got more to say. And the older I get, the more thankful I feel for the life I've had and all the life I'm living still.